Well, in celebration of the anniversary of O.J. Simpson's slow-speed police chase, Georgia was celebrating earlier this morning by doing a retrospective of playing some audio of the double murderer. I choose not to honor him the way you do. But we hear from a few people. I went back and tried to look and see if I could find the extended footage. And I have several pieces of mail from people who were involved in the production of the show that happened with the Sports Princess and O.J. Simpson that was filmed here in Dallas. It actually went out live over the internet for 5 nights back in 1998.
Why?
When was it? Anyway, one of them is from Jeff. He said, my old company provided some technology services for the online stock news show that had him on. So that's what it was. It was an online stock news show. And I have a bunch of details regarding the interview, the background, and the dinner we all had at Trace the night of the interview, if you guys are interested. Meant to shoot you a note then, but never got around to it. Peace. And then I emailed the dude back and said, yeah, I want to hear everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in 2012, and I know.
Oh. 2012.
<Yeah. laughs> Then we heard from a guy named Grant who had praised me for a joke that I'd made on the air, that I was an ornithologist, a studier of OJ. And I'm pretty sure I got that from P1 Tobin, who had sent it to me on email. But he said, I had dinner with OJ the night the Sports Princess had the disastrous interview with him on the short-lived MN1, which was the name of the tech news show, the stock news show. Happy to share any stories that would be of interest there. That's Grant. I sent him an email back, said, hey, I'd love to hear them. And it was back in 2011.
Never heard back from him.
But I'll still try to contact those guys and see if we can get the behind-the-scenes, because he went out to dinner with OJ.
Wow.
They had a big dinner with him.
Celebrating the great show they just threw down?
Well, they all said it was the night before or the night after. Maybe it was after the big show.
Okay.
Find out. A lot of people had said that Khloe is OJ's daughter, Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's the tall one, right?
Yep.
That looks a little out of place. And P1 Ken said, hey, Chloe's OJ's daughter, same nose as Arnell, which is another one of OJ's kids. Check out the older pics. Interesting. I've heard that theory before because I want to say it was somewhat acknowledged that Chris Kardashian had an affair with OJ. You know, they were all close.
Yep.
And Robert Kardashian, of course, the Kardashian sister's dad, he was one of OJ's lawyers and best friends. And Robert Kardashian, who's now passed away, died of cancer, he turned on OJ and later believed that OJ was guilty. Now, this was his best friend and his first lawyer, basically, in the case, because
That's right.
He was his best friend. And Robert Kardashian, a lot of people think he was the one who got rid of the murder weapon. Unknowingly got rid of the murder weapon because OJ handed him a bag shortly after he had returned from Chicago, I think it was, and handed Robert Kardashian something and said, hey, you know, could you take this and get rid of it? Mm. And Robert didn't think he was guilty at all and didn't ask any questions. And Robert went to his death grave thinking that OJ was guilty.
That had the weapon and maybe clothes in it too.
And then P1 Phil Thompson, it's a very generic sounding name to me, but he says that Gordon and Craig, he sent this to you and me back in 2012. He said, I live here in Dallas and work closely with William C. Deere, who is the private detective who wrote the book OJ is Innocent and I Can Prove It. You guys were very kind in speaking about our book last April, which would have been April of 2012. He said, I'd like to add something possibly related to your topic. Although I was not able to listen, I did hear Craig mention that if someone were going to kill but did not have a gun, they might reach for a knife, just like OJ did with Nicole. Well, following is a short list of interesting facts that are not well known about the murder that Craig referenced. And it's about Jason Simpson, OJ's son, who I think was 24 years old at the time, he said OJ's son had a history of extreme violence with his girlfriends and even came close to killing his last two.
Wow.
This is from Phil Thompson, who had produced a documentary on this called Overlooked Suspect.
Hmm.
And he has a website, overlookedsuspect.com, which goes along with his theory that Jason did it. Said Jason is at the very least bipolar and possibly afflicted with intermittent rage disorder. Jason lied about his whereabouts on the night of the murders. Jason was on probation at the time of the murders for assaulting his boss with a knife. Jason was planning on cooking dinner for Nicole's entire family at his restaurant on the night of the murders, but they never showed up. Jason was never investigated nor interviewed by police because he was represented by a lawyer and refused to cooperate. And he says it's important for us to understand that many times a person such as Jason can have a recognizable history of trouble and violence before they finally snap and commit the unthinkable. I believe the bigger picture here is to consider dealing with mental illness, and the scary part is that when he snapped, he just reached for a weapon that he had, which were his chef knives that he had in his car. And he was
mad. I've heard that theory before.
The theory was he was mad that she didn't show up, and he went to go confront her, and when he sees that she's with some guy, remember she had the bath that was run, and there were candles around, it looked like she was preparing for a romantic evening, and that Jason snapped and did all that, and that explains why OJ has acted so guilty, acts like he's covering something up, because he is.
You know, that's very believable. How would you guys feel if you, whenever we get our secrets revealed, you got to heaven and they said, what do you want to know? Did OJ do it? And they say, no, his son did it. How would you guys feel?
I'm going to come back and do one more show just to talk about it with you guys. Yeah,
right. We'd have to do a whole show on it.
Wouldn't we all feel icky?
But I guarantee you're going to get up there and they're going to say, okay, you're allowed three questions. And you ask your first one, did OJ do it? And they say, well, yes. And you're going to go, damn it, I totally wasted that question.
Right.
There was so much evidence, and I totally wasted it. And they would say yes, and you'd feel stupid once again. And then that led me into the Norm MacDonald files.
Oh, no.
After the grisly photos of the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson were shown in court, OJ turned his head away and wept. It was at that moment that he realized he'd never be able to kill her again.
I remember that.
Oh, my gosh.
In a sworn deposition this week, O.J. Simpson claimed that he never beat, choked, or hit his ex-wife with a closed or open fist. Luckily for O.J., lawyers forgot to ask if he ever cut her head off. And you wonder why he got fired. According to retailers, the most popular Halloween mask this year is O.J. Simpson. And the most popular Halloween greeting is, I'll kill you and the guy that's bringing over your glasses, or treat. The Pope came out with a book this week, which contains a series of essays examining faith and morality in today's secular world and the changing role of the Catholic Church as it approaches the 21st century. The name of the book, God Himself Told Me That OJ Is Guilty.
All of this got him fired, too, right?
Yes, these were all jokes Norm MacDonald did, and the president of NBC was good friends with OJ at the time. Norm just would not leave the OJ thing alone.
And once they said something to him, he escalated, right?
Yeah, he just kept going. He doubled down and kept doing more OJ jokes. In his book, OJ Simpson said he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that's some bad luck when the one guy that would have died for you kills you. It was revealed Johnny Cochran once abused his first wife. In his defense, he said, at least I didn't kill her like some people I know.
Go in the water.
And then he said, this one's bad. Hey, you know what Ron Goldman's last words were? Hey, you're O.J. Simpson. Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
Norm MacDonald jokes on the O.J. Simpson thing as we continue to investigate to find the real killers.
We're still, yes.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the